I think keeping it simple is key. It's so tempting with a new year to be like, oh, I'm going to be a completely brand new person. Welcome to today's podcast episode. It's a solo one and it's also an interactive episode because I am inviting you to reflect on these end of year journaling prompts for yourself. I know it is a crazy busy time of year for so many of you and you probably feel like, ugh, I don't really have time to pause and reflect on things right now. But I promise you, even if you're just listening to these prompts and seeing what comes up for you, that's still a great way to just connect to yourself. And connecting to yourself right now is so incredibly important because you're probably feeling really stretched and under pressure. Sometimes even under really positive pressure because we're excited for the end of the year and you're looking forward to holidays and gifts and all of those sorts of things, it can still weigh heavy on you even when it is a positive thing that you're looking forward to. I also know for a lot of people, the end of year is really, really challenging. The festive times, the Christmas period for those of you who celebrate Christmas, can bring up a lot of emotions surrounding people that you've loved and lost or things that you're longing for. It can be really, really painful. I think when it feels like collectively everyone is having a great time and you should be having a good time, that can actually make you feel more lonely and more isolated than ever. So if you are resonating with the latter, if you are feeling like, ugh, I am dreading this end of year period, just know that you're not alone, even though it probably feels like you might be right now, because everyone else is busy planning family catch-ups and festivities and getting excited. There's nothing wrong with you if you find the end of year stressful and triggering and hard. I just wanted to acknowledge that because I've had conversations with people in my own life who do find the end of year period really hard to actually bear. You know, it can make it very, very apparent the things or the people that are no longer in your life, and it can be a heavy, heavy burden to feel like you're carrying on your own. And I just want to reassure you that you're not on your own, and a lot of people do struggle over this time. Just quickly, a word from today's sponsors. Unless, of course, you're one of our Venti members, in that case, there are no ads and your episode is about to keep playing.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So, as mentioned, this is an episode where I'm going to share with you some end-of-year journal prompts. Definitely reflect upon whatever comes up for you. If you've got the time and space to literally use these as pen-to-paper prompts, absolutely do it. Perhaps it's more realistic to use them as conversation starters. You know, sometimes when we're feeling very, very busy and exhausted, at the end of the day, you might sit down to have a family dinner or dinner with your partner or catch up with a friend and you kind of think, I just don't even know what to say because I am so cooked from my own day. So these could be really great conversation starters and allow you to reflect on the year you've had with the people who are most important to you. So the first prompt is, what was the most significant lesson you learned this year, and how can you apply that lesson to enhance your own personal or even professional growth in the new year? So the most significant lessons. It's okay if only one or two pop up for you. If you've got more than that, that's okay as well. But just think, like, what instantly came into your mind then when I've read significant lessons? And then how can you take those lessons to enhance either your personal or professional life in the new year? Number two, how did you step out of your comfort zone this year, and what were the positive outcomes or personal gains that you are able to hold on to as a result of stepping out of your comfort zone? I love this prompt, particularly for children. I think that this is a great one. If you're sitting down and you're having dinner with your kids and you're wrapping up school, or perhaps they're already on holidays, just invite them to reflect back through the times that they were perhaps anxious or worried, or they tried something new. It's a great one to share with your kids. Number three, reflect on the accomplishments and challenges of the past year. How did these experiences shape your goals and priorities for the new year? So I love this prompt because I truly believe that if we think about the challenges we are experiencing as stepping stones and also as part of our character development, it changes how we feel in the moment when we're feeling stressed. So often in life, we go through something awful and then it's like, oh, once we're on the other side, we look back with hindsight and we go, yes, look at all of these great things that stemmed from that really challenging time. But if you can get into the habit of like literally reflecting and pausing on challenges as well as the accomplishments, and figure out how did those experiences shape your goals and your priorities for the new year, you do start to see those things differently. You start to frame those challenges as things that help you along on your journey rather than roadblocks.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Number four, consider the relationships in your life. Which ones have been the most meaningful, and how can you nurture those connections even more in the new year? Are there any relationships that you need to adjust, or perhaps relationships that you are seeking closure for, or relationships that you really want to step away from? And I know that can be a really uncomfortable one to sit with, but the end of the year is a perfect time to actually reflect on your connections and your relationships. So what have been the most meaningful ones for you? How can you nurture those connections even more? Do you need closure to end a certain relationship? I am a huge believer that closure is something we need to give to ourselves. If you have surviving separation, you'll know that. There's a whole section in there on how to actually give yourself closure. There are also podcast episodes I've done on that topic as well that you can search for and have a listen to. Number five, identify one habit or behavior that you would like to cultivate in the new year. What are some steps that you can take to make progress towards that goal of having that habit? And also, how would that habit impact your overall well-being and happiness? So just one habit or one behavior. I think keeping it simple is key. It's so tempting with a new year to be like, oh, I'm going to be a completely brand new person. I'm going to be the sort of person that gets up at 5 and goes to yoga for an hour, and then I'll meditate, and then I'll journal, and then I'll drink perfectly pH balanced water, and I will only eat all organic foods. But that kind of binary thinking of like, I'm now going to completely overhaul my life and be someone completely different just because the date has changed It very rarely works. I'd probably say it never works. But identifying one habit or behavior that you would like to cultivate is absolutely doable. What is it that pops up for you? It could be as simple as a gratitude practice, and trust me, I know how eye-rolly that sounds, but maybe it is just like, you know what? When we sit down to have dinner, we're all going to say something that we're really grateful for. Or maybe it's that you want to get in the habit of drinking some water first thing in the morning. That's such a little thing that you absolutely can do. You can make that change. And how might it impact your overall well-being or happiness level? Like, a gratitude practice could significantly impact your happiness level. Have a little think about what pops up for you. Again, these are great conversation starters to have with your partner and your kids. Number 6, if a stranger was to review your year, what would be the things that stranger would identify as being your top values? I love this prompt because I think so often in life, we think that we're a certain way, right? Like, you're like, oh, you know what? I am so on top of things. I am prioritizing whatever it might be. But we don't always have the best insight, often because we have so many things making bids for our attention. And because it's really hard to actually be quite logical and objective with ourselves, because we are in our emotions and our thoughts and our feelings and that running dialogue that we all have at all times. And I have found sometimes I get a bit of a shock when I objectively assess something in my life. You know, if I create a time log and I monitor how I'm spending my time, I've done this in the past, hour to hour for a week, that has given me so much more insight into what it is that I actually value and how I spend my time and why I spend my time a certain way. And sometimes it can be really confronting having that data and going, oh my gosh, I thought I was doing one thing, but this time log tells me I'm doing something different. And so I have included this prompt because it's a great thought activity. If a stranger was to assess how you're spending your time, the things that you have done in the past year, what do you think that stranger would be able to determine about you and what you value? Would a stranger look at your last year and go, oh, this person really values family experiences because of all of these interactions that she or he has had with their family, and because they're spending all of this time planning outings and all of those sorts of things? Or, okay, this person really values work because they have worked so hard, or values study, or values traveling or experiences, whatever it is. Just zoom out and be curious. If a stranger looked at 2023 for you, what would they determine were your top values? So those are 6 prompts that you can use to reflect upon or start a conversation with the important people in your life. As I've mentioned, they're so great for having chats with your kids as well. And it's just a nice way to end the year, thinking about the things that you've been challenged by, the things that you've overcome, the way that this year has shaped you and propelled you forward, and who is it that you're going to be next year, because we are always becoming new versions of ourselves. I am so grateful to each and every one of you who chooses to press play on the podcast, and extra specially grateful to those of you who have chosen to become podcast subscribers. Subscribers, you will have all brand new episodes over this holiday break, and I hope that you really, really enjoy them. There will still be 3 episodes a week coming up. Definitely press play, listen in. And in the new year, I have got some very, very important interviews coming for you. Like, they're recorded and they're ready to go, and I can't wait to share them with you. Thank you to everyone who has followed along this year and left a kind comment or sent a really thoughtful message or left a positive review or shared this podcast with someone that you care about. I get such a buzz anytime anyone shares the podcast. And I know that there'll be people who have shared episodes that I have no idea about, but still, thank you so, so much. I hope that you have a really safe end of year period. And I can't wait to be back in the new year chatting with you. And I'm sure I'll be popping up on social still, of course. And remember, if you do want some home workouts, you want to work out with me, you want to be in that inner circle and hear more raw, real chats that I absolutely cannot share anywhere else, come on over and check out Sunroom. All of the links are in the bio. Thank you so much for being here. And I hope that these prompts provide you with some time to pause and reflect or have a really meaningful conversation. Take care. Before you run off, I just wanted to mention that over on Sunroom, you're going to find exclusive content that will be seen nowhere but Sunroom. And the reason for this is Sunroom is a safe platform. Things can't be screenshotted, they can't be shared or taken out of context, really. Sunroom is the inner circle, and I am over there sharing workouts, reflections, honest, truly raw thoughts and feelings, instant reactions to certain things that are going on in my life, and so much more. Over there, you can also organize your own custom experience. If you've ever wanted to book a mentoring session with yours truly to perhaps take your idea for your own podcast and start creating. Maybe you have a podcast already, but you really want to learn some of the tricks of the trade when it comes to monetizing, streamlining, pitching to guests, or just creating a stronger podcast in general. I'm the first person to say I am not a business strategist, but I certainly am someone who loves the podcasting space. And with over 400 episodes under my belt, I will happily help you to learn from the mistakes I've made in the past and to cut out some of those tricky lessons and to just benefit from that experience. I love talking about podcasting and personal branding. So if you want to book a session with me, you can do that through Sunroom as well. You can also receive personalized voice notes and advice and so much more over there. Link is in the show notes, so come on over, join the inner circle, and the circle is small, so the messages are getting answered quickly, and I am available to you over through the Sunroom app. Link is in the bio. Today's podcast episode was recorded on the land of the Bundjalung Nation. In the spirit of reconciliation, we acknowledge the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea, and community. We pay our respect to their elders, past and present, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.